The most visible symbol of the city of Paris means a lot of things to a lot of people. Little kids might think, ooh, big building. Middle-aged adults might think, ooh, that's a lot of stairs. For plenty of people, it's just a symbol. For Joseph Bertolozzi, it became the other kind of symbol, the kind you get with drums. True, Joseph Bertolozzi saw the Eiffel Tower as a musical instrument, and he got permission to use it for just that. The result is a CD of percussion pieces, including the central work, Tower Music. It will be performed by Left Edge Percussion on Thursday evening at Southern Oregon University in Ashland. Here's a sample. Indeed, Tower Music, a whole album of stuff from Joseph Bertolozzi and quite a few other people involved, too. He is in the air, unable to join us, but we do have with us Terry Longshore, percussionist and leader of Left Edge Percussion from Southern Oregon University, in the studio with me. Terry, good to see you once again.
Good morning, Jeffrey. Thank you.
And we have Mitchell Carlstrom, also with Left Edge Percussion, in the room with me. Good to see you, Mitchell.
Good to see you, too.
So tell us how this whole idea got... You've never met Joe Bertolozzi yourself, I understand.
That's correct. We've never met in person. We've spent many hours on the phone and Skype together preparing this project, but this, we meet at 10 o'clock today when I pick him up at the airport. He was supposed to come in last night and got delayed. So.
Oh, yikes, the old flight delay thing.
Yeah.
So where is he based?
He's in upstate New York. Mm-hmm. And flying out of Newark.
Okay, so not that I was looking for his flight schedule, but just if he's not
yeah.
from Paris or doesn't.
No,
live in Paris,
he's from New York. Yeah.
All right. So the idea of harvesting sounds from civic structures is not new. Joe's liner notes point that out. But are there some notable examples in the past?
Yeah, one of them is his. It's a piece called Bridge Music, which was written for the Mid-Hudson Bridge, which is also in upstate New York. And that was his first project of this sort, having the Eiffel Tower project in mind, but thinking that he might never get permission to do that. And it took him six tries to get permission from the French government to go there and record sounds from the Eiffel Tower. But he finally did get permission.
All right. So he did have to ask a lot to
yes.
get to do this. Okay. And so were there any restrictions that you're aware of, like on what he could whack the Eiffel Tower with?
Yeah, I'm not sure. In the videos about it, he's using all kinds of things, hammers, drumsticks, mallets, battering rams, with a whole team of audio and video engineers there to record all of the sounds.
And it turns out there's a lot of stuff on the Eiffel Tower that'll make sounds. I mean, you think of, you know, just the girders and all the other steel that makes it up, but there's also some fencing and stairs and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I think he just went around whacking everything in sight and listening closely and sometimes listening through a contact microphone because there are sounds that will pick up that your human ear won't necessarily hear right next to it. And trying to find different pitches and different types of sounds, different timbres, etc.
So how did the connection get established between Joe and you and Left Edge Percussion and the decision to bring Tower Music to be performed live for the first time? Is that what's
yeah,
happening Thursday?
That's correct. It is a new version of Tower Music that he arranged for a percussion quintet. The original is all sampled sounds and released on CD, but it's scored for about 100 percussionists who could fit theoretically play the Eiffel Tower together. And he's actually hoping, he's proposed to do that for the 2024 Olympics in Paris. And, you know, who knows if that will happen or not. But so he decided in order to have humans be able to play the piece and more people hear it, to arrange it for a percussion quintet on quote-unquote normal percussion instruments like marimbas, xylophones, vibraphone, but also all kinds of, you know, junk instruments and gongs from Thailand and Indonesia, etc. And we met through the person who runs the Innova Recordings record label in Minneapolis, who Tower Music is released on that record label, and I've recorded quite a bit for that record label. And Joe contacted them about this new version of the piece, and they suggested he talk to me, and he contacted me, and we started plotting from there. That was almost a year ago.
All right, so it's taken a while to pull this together, but not terribly long,
no.
Honestly, and especially with something as complicated as this.
Yeah, and he'd already written the arrangement at that point, so he sent me the score, and I listened to the original version while looking at the score and decided this is a really cool piece. I think we would love to play it, and I said we'd love to premiere it if you're, you know, willing to work within our time frame. So we set a date and started moving forward from there. And then I've helped him kind of make some edits along the way. There were some things that didn't quite work on the instruments, you know, as he thought they might, some things that were a little too complicated for the hands and arms to do. So we, you know, we've had quite a bit of back and forth and working on editing, and we start rehearsals with Joe here today.
The composition is called Tower Music, and it is literally music that came from the Eiffel Tower, set up for a quintet. And that'll be from Left Edge Percussion in Ashland. Terry Longshore is the leader of that group. Mitchell Carlstrom from the group is here as well. If you've got questions or comments, join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. So Mitchell, let me turn to you, because when people ask you what Left Edge Percussion is all about, what's the answer you give?
That's it's hard to say. Really, it's about expressing ourselves creatively through making percussion music. And really not specifically percussion music. I mean, we are percussionists, but we tend to see everything as an instrument, and therefore we're not limited by just the traditional percussion instruments.
Which leads back to the question that I was originally going to ask you, which was, what do you play in Left Edge? And then I realized, oh, that's a dumb question, because it's not like you just play timpani or, you know, snare drum or something. There are so many things that could fall in the title of, here's what I play.
There are. And I play some unique instruments, not quite all of them. In some of our groups, we've got sounds that emulate crickets and sounds that emulates railing spindles, and we're using all sorts of creative implements to try to get these sounds that are authentic to what Joseph wanted.
So were you, before you got to Southern Oregon University, were you more traditional in sticking with the standard types of percussion instruments?
Not at all.
Really?
No, that's actually one reason that I was interested.
So you'd been doing this already, and what was going on here appealed to you?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And so what kinds of stuff had you done in the past?
I premiered little operas with, you know, Glockenspiel solos and all sorts of random things you can find. Any sort of random event that, you know, calls for percussion or just improvise on top of this while I do something else. And that's what I love.
So I imagine, Terry Longshore, that you've gotten a few students onto campus by appealing to them the way you appealed to Mitchell, that you were doing things that were stretching the boundaries of what was considered percussion music.
Yeah, the work we do here appeals to people from across the country, and we've even had some international applicants to the program. Mitchell's from Minneapolis, Minnesota. The other members of the group are from Portland, Oregon, Seattle, and Arkansas. So we come from all over.
So when you're talking about doing something like playing tower music, music from the Eiffel Tower in a quintet, okay, so that implies the five people, but then how many different pieces of equipment are you using?
Yeah, right. So in the original version, for circa 100 percussionists, each person would probably play one little piece of the tower, you know, one spindle, one piece of the railing, one fence. The five of us collectively play about 84 instruments. So each of us has quite a large setup of different instruments. We kind of have one main instrument, like for instance, mine is the vibraphone, but then I have a dozen or more other instruments to supplement that with.
So we did play a little bit of the track called Tower Music itself a little bit ago, but there's another one that is a bit different that I wanted to share with the audience as well, called Glass Floor Rhythms, that ought to open your apertures a little bit. Some real melody there. It sounds like steel drums. I'm hearing, you know, what sound like cymbals and gongs and things. I mean, the sounds that he got, that Joe Bertolozzi got from the Eiffel Tower, is pretty amazing.
Yeah, he worked really hard to, you know, build scales, and he had to do that by, you know, he had to go find the note F, for instance, and then hit all kinds of different things until he found the note F, and then he'd look for another note. And turns out there are a few notes he couldn't find. We joke around that the Eiffel Tower is in the key of F minor, because a lot of the piece falls into those pitches. But, you know, within that F minor scale, each note that comes out of that scale might be from, you know, 500 feet away from each other on the Eiffel Tower. So the scale is built with a myriad of different spots on the tower. And that's probably the biggest difference to our version is that when we're playing scales on the marimba or the vibraphone, for instance, it's all on one instrument, so the notes tend to sound more alike. So Joe's done some scoring in the piece to try to highlight that by mixing up and splitting up the melody between different people. But he's also embraced the fact that these are different instruments that, you know, we're now writing for more standard instruments and to allow the beauty of those instruments to express this music in their own way, too.
So Mitchell Karlstrom, as a person playing in the ensemble trying to get this piece down, I mean, how long have you had a chance to work on it? And is it in standard notation? I mean, what are some of the things about how you learn this and how you practice it?
Yeah, it's in very standard notation. And he, before each movement, he lays out very clearly what each instrument should look like on the score and what parts you're going to be playing. Terry sent me this music May?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've had at least many months to work on it. And I tried right away. It's hard to work on a setup when you don't have the instruments there. And my setup is a little extensive. I've got 8 gongs and a xylophone and a bass drum, and I don't have all that at home. So I just kind of pretended, you know, I'd have my keyboard instrument and then pretend, oh, I'm hitting a bass drum now. And, you know, and.
Oh, so you'd have to allocate the sound to each of the keys on the keyboard, that kind of thing?
Or hit a pillow, set up a music stand, hit a pillow, you know. So.
I like the desk lamps. Those have that nice little pinging sound.
Yeah,
right?
So lampshades. Those are cool.
Uh-huh, exactly. I haven't talked very extensively, Terry Longshore, about how Joe Bertolozzi did this. I mean, we've already alluded to the fact that he, you know, some things in the Eiffel Tower are very far apart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to travel 140 feet or something to get different notations. But but this was not the kind of thing he tried to play live. He really just went and recorded individual sounds. Is that right?
Yeah, he spent 2 weeks at the tower with a whole team of audio and video engineers and just going around and striking the tower, different spots on the tower with different mallets, getting different sounds. And he recorded those into a library of sounds. He ended up with over 10,000 samples, recorded sounds. And then he narrowed that down to about 2,800 usable ones, what he calls usable ones. And then of those, about 1,500 of them are his A-list of his favorite sounds, the ones that sound the best. And then, using Finale music notation software, started writing the piece, mapping out those sounds into different instrument names, and creating the piece that way, creating it on his computer and playing it back through the computer.
Did he get a chance to do a pre-visit? I mean, could he spend a few weeks whacking on the tower with his little mallets and
I don't think so.
No,
really, I think he just showed up and did it. Yeah.
Wow. So this is why he needed such an army of people, because the list of acknowledgments and the liner notes for the CD is endless. It's really labor intensive.
Yeah. There's some great video on his website that shows a lot about the process. And I should mention that today at 12:30 in the music recital hall at SOU, we'll be doing a presentation about the piece. Joe, knock on wood, his plane will land at 10 o'clock and he'll be here, but he's going to give a presentation from 12:30 to 1:20, again, in the music recital hall. And it's free and open to anyone. And he'll talk about the process. He'll show some video of that process. And then we'll play some excerpts, both from the CD and Left Edge Percussion playing the new version, so people can hear the difference between the two and the similarity. And we'll do a little bit of that at the beginning of the concert on Thursday as well. But today's lecture at 12:30 will be more extensive.
As you have gotten to know him via Skype and phone and stuff, I mean, it sounds like a combination of exhaustion and exhilaration to get to where he's gotten with this project.
Yeah, he's a bundle of energy. You know, he's a very dynamic guy, and I think even though he's not had a very good night of sleep, he's going to work us hard today. So
he'll be cruel because he's sleepy. Yes. Terry Longshore and Mitchell Karlstrom are from Left Edge Percussion at Southern Oregon University performing Joseph Bertolozzi's Tower Music on Thursday evening at 7:30?
Correct.
So again, though, you can't bring the Eiffel Tower into the music recital hall with you, I assume.
Correct.
Even models of the Eiffel Tower. Maybe you'll have a few of those for visual purposes. But what instruments are you using then?
Well, like I said, there's 84 instruments. So the central instruments are 2 marimbas, xylophone, vibraphone, and drum set. But then each player has anywhere from 3 to 20 more instruments within their setup. So like Mitchell mentioned, he's playing xylophone, but he also has glockenspiel, bass drum, 10 gongs, couple cymbals, cowbells, woodblocks, all kinds of stuff. Mine's very similar. And the drum set player has a drum set, but much, much more than a typical drum set. So he has, I think, I want to say all in all about 30 cymbals on the drum set, as well as probably 10 or more drums of different types, hand drums and drum set drums, as well as some other metallic instruments and things. And the drummer serves an equal kind of melodic purpose in the group as the other instrumentalists.
So Mitchell Carlstrom, you mentioned having the music since May and having a chance to get started on it, just not with the actual instruments. So do you feel like you're ready?
For the most part. Mm-hmm. There are always issues and always things to work on. But pretty much everything's is there and playable. And really the challenge of getting it together with the group has been what we've been working on for the last few weeks.
This is not like working with regular melody instruments, though, where I mean, it is up to a point. But, I mean, it's like you expect an F on the violin. It's going to sound like, you know, people have a conception of what that sounds like. Is it a lot harder to do it with stuff like this?
Yes and not really. I mean, there's different challenges, especially since we're trying to emulate what Joe's written, and we're trying in a way to not sound like our instruments, but at the same time, we can't cheat that. We still have to. I mean, I'm playing a xylophone primarily, and right. That sounds like a xylophone.
Right, but you want it to, you know, sound like the Eiffel Towers, the essence of it here.
Yeah, and so, you know, changing our articulation and just being really precise and being together as a group is the biggest challenge.
So a lot of work ahead of you, it sounds like, before Thursday night.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been working on this for the last 6 weeks. We started rehearsals on September 24th. We rehearse Monday through Friday in the mornings together. And we have done a lot of hard work. We feel ready, and we're looking forward to working hard the next few days with Joe and performing the piece on Thursday.
Tower Music, it is called. It is by Joe Bertolozzi, where he actually made his music by banging on the Eiffel Tower with a whole bunch of different things, performed by 5 percussionists with 84 different instruments. That's Left Edge Percussion, Thursday night at 7:30 at the Southern Oregon University Music Recital Hall. Terry Longshore from Left Edge Percussion, always good to see you.
Thank you.
Mitchell Carlstrom, thanks for coming in. Good to
see you.
Thank you.